listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. I have very important stuff to talk to you about today that will expose deep darkness. There's a secret that is right out in somewhat the open. Actually, it is out in the open. It's been out in the open for over 60 years. And let's just cut right to it, what this secret is. Well, first of all, it's a technology. It's a science, it's a technology, and it's an economic system. Now, most of you, or many of you, probably figured out what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, where it talks about an Antichrist, a false prophet, and the mark of the beast, 666. Now, that's heavy. That's so heavy that it the power of those words, mark of the beast, 666, goes way out of the box of the Christian world. And your average teenager or preteen or adult, no matter how secular, no matter whether or not they have had any religious teaching at all, they know about or they've heard about the mark of the beast, 666. You talk to secular people for more than 5-10 minutes, depending upon where the subject is going. But I can practically guarantee you something to a whole spectrum of people with diverse educations. And if I start talking about economics, they will very quickly talk about Bitcoin. They will very quickly talk about the cashless society. And then they, on their own initiative, will very quickly bring up the Mark of the Beast, 666. Mark of the Beast is written about in the book of Revelation. And it is one of the most powerful prophetic signs there is, along with other technology. The technology of the Mark of the Beast and how the Mark of the Beast system, 666, is connected to the microchip implant, the biochip implant, the nanochip implant, DNA modification chips. All of them are wireless. And who's inventing this technology? How far along has this technology developed? When will we be forced to have to accept the Mark of the Beast technology? And when will the Mark of the Beast technology replace currency and many other important technological, economic, societal, potential totalitarian triggers that are being pulled by the mass global implementation of the Mark of the Beast, 666. The globalist elite that control our world, they were somewhat nice. It's been hard for Hitler to be nice, but they were somewhat nice. So they were basically doing an incremental approach to taking over the world and enforcing their new world order. But about 6 or 7 years ago, the globalist elite obviously made a radical change in how they're going to carry out their global agenda, the Great Reset. And it's obvious that they decided to let it rip, to implement by whatever means necessary. So it's my appraisal that they have now entered a mental consciousness that could be characterized as total commitment to evil, total ruthlessness, and anything, absolutely anything, no matter how perverse, obscene, evil, demonic, or whatever, is fully justified if it accomplishes their self-centered goals. So they've let it loose. Don't deceive yourself into thinking they haven't. The game has changed. They have a timetable. When they used to announce timetables before, I never took it seriously because they never hit the actual timetable. But the UN Agenda 2030 is the due date for their global reset, accomplished by any means necessary. And so what comes with the global reset is the activation of a global government, a totalitarian world socialist global government, which is rising now. The globalist elite have activated their global economic system, a cashless society, Bitcoin, and Mark of the Beast 666 biochip implant, nanochip implant type of technologies. The speed by which this is happening is dizzying, because their operating principles are built on by any means necessary. They will murder, lie, cheat, torture, commit genocide, whatever it takes. Picture Adolf Hitler, the demon-possessed dictator of Nazi Germany. Picture his top generals. Know that history teaches us that Adolf Hitler and his top generals were not only demon-possessed, but they were Satanists and deep, deep, high-up members of different German satanic and occult secret societies. And so what drives Hitler in those insane speeches, what caused them to develop technology and a global war machine, Hitler scientifically was ahead of the game on scientific mind control. The Germans were launching scientific mind control in the late 1800s. Hitler already had scientific mind control in his pocket to use. Things like fluoride in the water supply, which is a tranquilizing drug. So in a very, very quick period of time, Adolf Hitler and the Nazis and all their demonic scientific technology and science and all their huge, massive German companies financing this, secret societies and German occult societies financing this. And guess what happened? In a record period of time, starting from zero, Adolf Hitler and the Nazis took over Germany and other nations via scientific mind control. They harnessed and knew how to activate and use occult powers, occult technology, like the Vril Force, V-R-I-L. They worked with the Vril Society, the Thule Society, and the Vril-Ya Maidens, V-R-I-L. Vril-Ya Maidens, these beautiful Nazi German young women in their early 20s that were psychics, occultists, and clairvoyants. And they used and utilized the Vril Force, and they channeled in from another dimension, allegedly, but the proof is that they created the stuff that they claim to. The Vril-Ya Maidens gave to the Nazi top hierarchy detailed engineering blueprints, detailed diagrams, detailed plans. The Vril-Ya Maidens received these telepathically from another dimension and then gave them in paper to the Nazi scientists, engineers, and technologists. Things like UFO technologies, things like EMF mind control technologies, things like the technology to generate the Vril Force, the V2 rockets and other rockets, advancement in the science of genetic engineering and eugenics and the science of eugenics to create a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Nazi DNA Superman or Superwoman. I mean, Hitler and his Nazi occultic generals, his top generals, the people in charge of his armies and his laboratories and stuff, many of them were scientists of the highest order. And they took these technologies that the Vril-Ya Maidens gave them, and they used it. And the Americans woke up and realized what was happening. And Alan Dulles of the CIA and others, back then it was called the OSS, Office of Strategic Services, we began to send in spies, and we began to secretly smuggle out their top scientists, engineers, and technology people, people like Wernher von Braun, the Nazi rocket scientist who was the creator and the first head of NASA. And he was an occultist. I don't know if he ever quit that. It was a very quick period of time. And Nazi Germany gassed to death, burned to death, something like 27 to 30 plus million people, many of them Jews, many Protestants, many Catholics, many people of other religions. If you were gay, if you had a mental challenge or whatever, you would be euthanized, put to death by the Nazi scientists, or subjected to cruel, sadistic experimentation. So the Nazi military utilized hardcore occult power, specifically the Vril Force, V-R-I-L. And Vril comes from the symbol of what the Nazis believed, which was that deep under Antarctica, there was a molten lava, burning red hot ball that they called the Midnight Sun. And the Midnight Sun, which was this molten red hot lava that lit up a deep inner world under Antarctica, the Vril Force emanated from this Midnight Sun called Vril. And Dr. Willy Ley, L-E-Y, and other Nazi scientists, because the Nazis became top of their game in scientific mind control, MK-Ultra, weaponizing LSD. The scientists became the top genetic scientists, creating the Nazi Superman and Superwoman, genetic engineering, and the Nazis became the leaders globally in developing a space program, starting out with weaponry like the V-2 rockets, and then ending up building massive rockets like, you know, the Apollo rocket program and stuff like that. I mean, these guys were scary. They were organized. They employed architects and scientists, and they were constantly experimenting for good or bad. And when the Nazi soldiers, there was like close to 100,000 Nazi soldiers involved, I believe it was in invading Russia, and they'd been fighting for days without sleep, nutrition, or rest. And the doctor looked at the Nazi soldiers, and he realized they were incapacitated. They were wiped out. They were completely depleted. They couldn't move. Some were dying. And so he postulated what he was going to do to energize or revive this Nazi army. So he had an idea. He injected them or gave them pills, an awful lot of them, that were a combination of some kind of amphetamine or speed mixed with some kind of cocaine or heroin, but I actually think it was cocaine. So it was a cocaine-amphetamine mixture. And what that did is it artificially energized them. So even though they were previously collapsed, they were now running on amphetamine fuel and cocaine fuel. They stand up and they're energized chemically, and they go back into the battlefield like raging demons that are unstoppable. But the problem is they weren't unstoppable. These Nazi soldiers, fueled by cocaine, heroin, and amphetamines, fought till they dropped dead. But the Nazis would do anything. Victory at all costs. One of the things that happened in Nazi Germany is powerful American multinational corporations, globalist-controlled corporations, Wall Street globalist-controlled corporations, Wall Street banks, the 12 or 13 richest international banking families in the world. Averill and Harriman, which was the Wall Street bank that the Bush family hooked up to. And the Bush family, going way back, made their fortune being a conduit of smuggling in money, assets, jewels into Germany so Hitler could finance his war. And the Nazis also, along with these American banks and financial companies, they transported money and financial assets into Germany, and then they confiscated it or stole it and repaid it back to the Wall Street bankers for interest. So who financed Adolf Hitler's war machine? Because you can't be involved in any serious battle or warfare unless you have the finances to win the battle. There's always a financial side to warfare, and Hitler was being financed by the Wall Street bankers, the ones with the so-called reputable names. So that money fueled this occult, energized military and dictator. Notice that when you see those old black and white speeches of Adolf Hitler, you see these gigantic swastikas. A swastika was an upside-down cross. The swastika is a symbol which came from ancient Tibetan monks that were occultists. So the swastika is an upside-down cross, and it's an occult symbol from ancient Tibet. By the way, there were certain theosophists and occultists like Madame Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, and others who developed what was called the plan. And it was a secret occult plan to take over the world, the money system, the religious system, by following this secret occult plan and using the United Nations. And so these women created an organization on the grounds of the United Nations called Lucifer Trust, as in the devil, Lucifer Trust. But there were a lot of complaints, so they modified the name to Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S. And when you read their plans, I read a great deal of their plans, they talk all about getting supernatural wisdom and knowledge from these ancient Tibetan occult masters and people like her girl Bailey, who worked for Madame Blavatsky. They were all communicating with Tibetan spirit guides and ancient, super powerful Tibetan demons, the same ones the Nazis were communicating to. And these Tibetan spirit guides secretly gave the people who own and control and finance the United Nations what's called, quote, the plan, which is a occultic satanic plan to take over the world and bring in a Luciferian world system with the mark of the beast, 666, using supernatural occult powers. I've read the article. In fact, you can go to the United Nations website. You'll have to dig around a little bit, but I think they have the whole plan written down, or at least a good part of it. So when you ask yourself the question, what is the Great Reset? Read the plan. What is this cashless society, the economic system, the religious system, and the global government? What is it? Where did it come from? So you have to understand that they've been conceptualizing this for years, even before technology, because they were saying, like cattle and horses get branded with its owners or the ranch that owns it. Well, the globalist elite believe that you and I are their cattle. They've been planning to brand us like they brand slaves. But now, with the advent of technology, they have a choice. They can use technological implants like biochip implants, DNA implants, nanochip implants, or they can use tattoos painted on the body, like the forehead and the top of the right hand. And these tattoos are constructed with several layers of tattoo paint. And what it is, it's an electromagnetic frequency wireless implant that is put on and in the body in the form of a tattoo. In Sweden, people are demanding that they receive their tattoo implant with wireless technology. And so this is their plan. Now, they're telling you, they're selling you the plan through lying. The devil is a liar. Should that surprise us? They're selling us the plan through lying. They're telling us this is going to be a great way for to stop identity theft, stealing. People will be able to know if you got vaccinated or not. It'll have GPS built into it, so your kid or you won't get kidnapped. They're selling you. The globalist elite are spending trillions of dollars selling you on all the benefits of a nanochip implant, an RFID tattoo, or a DNA implant. They're spending a fortune creating an environment where you're going to stand in line shouting for the privilege of having an electronic tattoo put on. That's where this is going, and that's where this is going very, very fast. The initial offer is that you can't buy or sell or participate in the economic system unless you first receive the mark of the beast. So you can't be plugged into the world brain or the hive mind. You can't do banking, get a job, get medical, nothing. You can't do anything. Plus, it monitors you. These implants. Now, if you're saying no, that can't be true, it's because you have not spent enough time educating yourself and understanding the fact that this technology is far, far, farther along than you perhaps thought it was. Science fiction type stuff is activated now. I mean now, as we speak. If you accept the mark of the beast, your name is blotted out from the book of life. And as you know from reading the book of Revelation, or having your pastor or Bible study teacher teach you the book of Revelation, and if you're not being taught the book of Revelation or Bible prophecy, may I ask you politely and cordially, what are you doing there? Okay, because you wouldn't even know about all these warnings that God has in the book of Revelation. If a person, by the way, receives Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and refuses the mark of the beast, the penalty is they will be put to death here on earth, but the reward is they will be instantaneously given their brand new glorified body, and they will enter the kingdom of heaven, the new earth, the new heaven, and the new Jerusalem. That will be their reward for not taking, and eternal life. That's their reward for not taking the mark of the beast. Okay, so why do the globalist elite, both from an occult level and an economic level, want to make sure that everybody has this chip implant, this nano implant, this DNA implant? What's the driving force? One, it's a total electronic surveillance GPS tracking system. But it goes deeper than that. It can and does read your mind, read the pictures in your mind, see your memories, recall your memories, recall any experience in your brain. So your entire life is available for review. Your entire life, every single incident, it can be looked at, no matter how private. It can be looked at and recalled with this DNA implant, which is wireless. Somebody from an external location, an external or remote computer or a remote satellite, can electronically raid, if you will, all your memories, everything you ever read, everything you ever saw, everything you ever did, can be retrieved electronically and then broadcast through wireless EMF technology to a satellite or to a network of giant supercomputers. So currently, and going back probably 40 years, to the degree that it was technologically possible, to the degree that we had already invented these technologies, everything that you have done, thought, participated in, believed in, every visual, every memory, whatever, your entire life going back 50 years has been recorded, videoed, taped, wording written down. Your entire life going back 50 years is not only fully recorded, you have been under full electronic surveillance. It's all been put in memory, and it's all been transferred on a wireless capacity into giant supercomputers and satellites. And you say, well, what are you talking about? There was nothing surveilling me 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and going back further than that. Nobody was putting me under surveillance. Partially true, largely false. I said, to the degree that the technology was invented. So, for example, and we don't have the correct dates because they're always 40 years or more in the future in terms of development and implementation. But so, for example, 40 years ago, they were, to a restricted degree, recording all your audio conversations via your telephone system, your landline, and via other places where you might be near a microphone. And in certain cases, they were recording your audio via your television set or your radio. And then finally, you need to wake up, smell the coffee, and look at reality and understand that even though you didn't know it, going back decades, your television has been monitoring and recording you in video, recording you in audio. Everything you've said and done in front of your television screen has been recorded and put into electronic files. You say you don't believe it. Well, consider the fact that the author of 1984, George Orwell, he wrote in his book, 1984, and I forgot when that was written. That was written a long time ago. I think it was written in 1947. The whole book is about Big Brother spying on everybody in his dictatorship, and he is spying at his population through the television set. So wherever you see a television set in 1984, you're looking at an electronic, it's not just a tube where you can watch. Hidden in the tube technology is a video camera. Every time you get in front of a TV set in the novel 1984, you are being videotaped and audiotaped. So the television is recording everything on video and audio. Say, I still don't believe it. Well, then do research on patents and technology. It's there. And then ask yourself this question. How did he conceive of this decades and decades before any technology was even remotely being developed? In 1984, it wasn't developed. It only became, what I'm talking about now, only became official public knowledge 3 to 4 years ago when, by accident, a major news network aired video by some hackers, and the hackers proved to the American public that the new flat-screen Samsung TVs and other brands, these new flat-screen HD TVs, were all spying devices that videotaped you and audiotaped you. And they proved it because they hacked in on a wireless basis and turned on the video camera inside your TV and turned on the audio camera inside your TV. They sent it to major networks. The networks edited it to be discreet
And you could see people walking around in their bedroom in their underwear, and their flat screen TV was on. The flat screen TV, among other things, is a spy surveillance device. So is your cell phone. So is your laptop. And many, and they've already said publicly that they're creating the Internet of Things, IoT. So that means everything in your life that's electronic, the toaster, the microwave, the washing machine, the dryer, any electronic device you have, whatever the stupid robot is, the electronic robot that you can talk to, thermostats. We could probably compose a list of 100 electronic devices, and every one of them now have built into them a video camera and an audio microphone. And this has been revealed. It's been exposed. It's out in the open. You don't believe it because you don't know about it? Well, I can't help you. So, where is this going? It's going the exact same place that George Orwell, author of 1984, or Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World, told us where it was going. A total global dictatorship that uses mass surveillance technology that spies on the people and rules the people through drugs, scientific mind control, electromagnetic frequencies, etc., etc. Got to understand that. Now, the people behind the global reset, the globalist elite, they understand that. There are many researchers who have alleged that one of the primary reasons that the globalist elite are pushing both the vaccination and pushing the implant, the nanochip or biochip implant, the reason they're pushing it, the reason they want it in people's bodies, is because they want to turn on the global activation switch. And when they do that, they will be able to spy on every person on planet Earth, to spy on you internally through your nanochip DNA implant. They will be able to watch your thoughts in real time. They'll be able to video in real time. They'll be able to record your audio and listen in real time. They will be able to control very precisely what kind of mood you're in. And they can dial it to any frequency they want, because each mood is correspondent to an EMF, an electromagnetic frequency. So if they want you angry and violent in a protest, they send out either on a targeted singular basis or on a group basis a specific electromagnetic frequency that makes people angry and violent. And I've seen that. I've been watching TV and I've seen something coming over the crowd's facial expressions and behavior when they start to go berserk, and I know it's not random chance. Those are called, by the way, psychotronic weapons. They're not mythological, they're real. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the Secretary of State, the key advisor to Obama and numerous presidents, the right-hand man to Rockefeller, one of the key leaders in this new global order, Brzezinski, said in his 1976 book that this totalitarian dictatorship would rise and they would use electronic mass surveillance and they would use all kinds of psychotronic weapons to control the masses. All of that has come true, but most people don't know it has come true. So you have to wake up and understand what's going on. Because if you're a pastor, or if you're, let's say, in a political group, or a club, or a worship group, or an activist group, or a campaign to make our neighborhood safe group, you understand, right? You fully understand that at any moment, via GPS, coming from satellite, if your event was considered to be significant from the distance of a satellite or a distant cell tower or whatever, they could electronically activate a 5G or 4G transmission device, wireless, which would bathe the people, you and all the other people that are physically attending, you would be unaware of the fact that you were currently being bathed in a specific electronic EMF frequency that creates violent, paranoid, aggressive behavior where people go berserk. That's doable. It's been done. You've seen it on TV. Wake up. It can create heightened sexual arousal in inappropriate places, etc. From a distance, it can create lethargy, compliance, depression, suicidal thoughts, mental confusion, insanity, hallucinations, any altered state of consciousness, any behavioral problem or challenge. All of this can be activated by what Brzezinski called psychotronic weapons from a remote location. So they can change your behavior. This is about total control, total slavery, and total domination of the human race. The Bible predicted it, and that's this totalitarian global regime is called Mystery Babylon. And it is the creation of the temporary god of this world, who is Satan. So ultimately, it is a spiritual battle. We don't have much time. We need to use the weapons of our warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We, the people of God, need to recognize that God has already given us the most powerful weapon arsenal in the world that consists of both spiritual weapons, technological weapons, and scientific weapons. We have been given infinitely powerful weapons, but we don't know about them because we don't read our Bibles, and we don't use them because we don't step out in faith. The only way we are going to be able to succumb and drop this giant like Goliath that is targeted America for total destruction. They want to turn America into a Chinese communist state. Think that's paranoia? That, no, it's called reality. You're just asleep. They want to turn America into a godless totalitarian state. It is just watch television. It is targeted for destruction. It's being destroyed as we speak. There's only one force on planet Earth that has the power that is strong enough to conquer this invasion, this destruction, this demonic and satanic release of power from hell. There's only one group of people on planet Earth that has been given the supernatural power and the natural power to destroy the enemy, conquer the enemy, be overcomers, and establish God's kingdom authority, occupy until Jesus Christ returns. That is the supernatural body of Christ, all those who have truly been born again. If that's you, then you have at your access by faith. By faith, you have at your access an incredible arsenal of the most powerful spiritual weapons ever made in heaven or hell. You have the mind of Christ. You have the supernatural wisdom of God. You have, most of all, power from on high. Nothing can defeat you and the body of Christ as long as you're not walking naked, but walking clothed with power from on high. You receive power from on high by faith. You receive power from on high by faith, and God clothes you with power from on high. Power from on high coming from the word dunamis, which means the dynamite explosive power of God. Every problem in your life now, please listen, every problem in your life now, every problem in the United States and around the world, including the globalist elite, it is winnable for us to overcome them. We can win. We're supposed to win this battle now before the return of the Lord. Why? Because God has given us the wisdom, the power, and the weapons to do it. It is time for the spiritual armies of God to rise in the United States. Let the wheat be separated from the chaff. Let Joshua and Caleb be separated from the fearful spies who lie and flee for their lives. It is time for the people of God in America to step into the history they were created to create. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.